Welcome to The Workplace, a podcast by Cal Chamber. I'm Erica Frank, Cal Chamber's General Counsel and Executive Vice President. Today on the podcast, Jennifer Shaw is here to discuss a very timely topic, secret Santa gift exchanges at work.
I'm so excited to talk about this topic.
Welcome back, Jen.
Thank you.
So, just as we did on our last podcast, today we are going to kick things off with a clip about a topic from our all-time favorite TV show,
The Office.
Woo! Here we go.
It is time to get your presents, wrap them, and place them under the tree, like so. If you do not get your present wrapped and under the tree within the next 5 minutes, you will be disqualified from Secret Santa. All right? No exceptions, except Michael.
So I love that the only exception is the boss, right? That's beautiful. He has very firm rules, but there's an exception for the boss, of course. So Secret Santas sound like such a great idea, right? Let's show our thankfulness and our gratitude for our coworkers by buying them a present. The problem is Secret Santa is all about stereotypes. Oh. It's all about what you think somebody will want, right?
Right.
And people often, without thinking, will use it as a joke, right? So whether it's a Secret Santa or we're going to wrap a bunch of presents up and we'll do a gift exchange, but it'll be anonymous. It's very similar to Secret Santa. People come up with crazy things. I was at a holiday party where I decided that I drew number 10. I'll never forget this. And it was a work party for my ex-husband. There were a bunch of beautifully wrapped packages. And of course, I picked the one that I thought was the most nicely wrapped. I opened it up. It is from Goldie's on 12th Street. Some of you know that Goldie's is a place where you can buy lots of interesting gifts.
It's an adult store.
It's an adult store. Yes, it is. And of course, what I got was so amazing. Jelly bean gummies, okay, in the shape of female and male genitalia, wrapped in separate packages, of course. And then the person who admitted to giving the package, very willingly, by the way, was a person in charge of the office who made all sorts of non-G-rated comments at that point. And I remember thinking, okay, I'm an employment liar. This is not really happening. Like, I don't have to make this stuff up, right? But he thought it was the funniest thing on the planet.
Again, we forget that we are still at work and surrounded by coworkers, and what might be funny at your friend's Christmas party is not funny at work.
Well, and the thing about Secret Santa or, you know, these gift exchange, whatever we want to call it, is number one, we're imposing this whole process on people. People may not want to participate. So obviously, we're basically threatened in this clip. You know, if you don't do it exactly right in 5 minutes, you're out.
You're out.
Well, I guarantee you half the people there didn't want to participate in the first place, right? And if you watch the full episode, you know that's exactly what's going on. So part of it is we have to think about there are different rules at work. In my family, we draw names for the adults, right? Rather than buying presents for every adult, you draw a name and you think of something thoughtful for that person. What are they going to want? It's just different at work. I know people want to apply the same rules to work. You can't.
Well, let's take a step back for a second because I agree 100%, okay? And I think you've hit the nail on the head here where we talk about at home what we do. Folks bring that into the workplace. So if you draw your boss's name, there's an instant panic of buying something that your boss is going to like. So if your boss is a golfer, are you going to go out and buy golf balls? Or maybe they like wine. Are you going to go out and buy wine for them? Then it becomes, how much do you spend?
That is exactly right. How much do you spend? How do you process, you know, what they want? What do you say on the card? We used to do individual presents in our office, and now we don't. I buy a present for everyone. This year, all the support staff got Rothy's shoes. That's what they wanted. So I got them all a pair of those. And I tell the lawyers, don't do a gift exchange. Don't make them feel like they have to give you something.
Right. And we'll talk in a second about appropriate gifts. But going back to the Secret Santas and these gift exchanges, because I'm fascinated by it. Because on the one hand, what a great festive way at the office. But on the other hand, it could create a lot of problems. So if we wanted to do this Secret Santa, because goodness, we don't want to be the curmudgeon employer, you know, that doesn't like the holidays. What are some tips so that they don't create problems?
Well, three rules as far as I'm concerned. Number one, it's voluntary. I mean, strictly voluntary. So people get to tell you whether or not they want to participate, and then you would have an area, whether it's the cafeteria or wherever it is. If you want to participate in Secret Santa, come to the cafeteria at 3:15, and you'll get to figure out, you know, what our rules are for Secret Santa. Because obviously, Secret Santa, unlike a gift exchange, is often a longer process, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting a number of different things through a week or two period.
Right.
So if you want to do Secret Santa, come to this meeting. We'll tell you what we're going to do. That way, nobody's disturbed by it who doesn't want to do it. Nobody has to participate. It's all figured out at that point what's going on. So that's rule number one. Rule number two is literally G-rated. Everything has to be G-rated. I've been saying this for 25 years, but it's even more clear after hashtag MeToo. Literally, if there's anything that could possibly be misinterpreted, don't do it. So what are you left with? You know, chocolates, soap, you know, like pretty soaps, maybe a bottle of wine depending. But you have to be really, really careful, and you have to know your culture. You have to know the person who is going to be your, you know, your gift recipient. Mm-hmm. Very, very important. Now, obviously, in the when you have a Secret Santa, you know who you're buying for.
Yes.
They don't know who's giving to you. When you have a gift exchange, you don't know who you're buying for.
Right.
So you have to even be more careful that it's a generic G-rated gift. I think it's very important. The last rule is that employers set very specific rules about how much somebody can spend. You don't want this to become a competition about, you know, well, Jennifer gave everyone a $100 Nordstrom gift card. They're not, that is not good. So you want to have very specific rules about how that needs to be.
What about supervisors participating in Secret Santas?
I think it's okay for supervisors to participate. Again, as long as everyone is doing it willingly and everyone knows how it's going to go. Obviously, if you're in a workplace where you have, for example, a union environment where maybe there's some conflict going on right now because there's collective bargaining and the management might be at odds, you're not going to do Secret Santa with managers and staff.
Right.
You got to know your people. You got to know what's going on. Smaller offices are often a little more easier to sort of rein in this area, but you got to be careful.
What about Secret Santa twists or twists on Secret Santa?
Oh, there are several.
There are several. I ran into one the other day preparing for this podcast, Conspiracy Santa, where mm-hmm. a bunch of people get together and conspire over what gift they're going to give to somebody.
Right. And in this case, two heads are definitely not better than one.
Right.
Because when you get this group sort of herd mentality,
yes.
that is where the stereotypes come out. Oh, well, he golfs, so he must want this. Or, you know, oh, we heard she shops at Victoria's Secret. We should get her a gift card there.
Right.
Things that you just don't want to be doing at work. So one of the things, and I know this is kind of a hackneyed idea, but you do it with food, right? You can do Secret Santa with food. You can do gift exchange with food where people choose like the favorite cookies that they make. You do a cookie exchange. There's just never going to get you in trouble.
That's a great idea.
Look, it's not as exciting as giving someone a box of gummy bears that are not appropriately configured, but hey, you're at work.
Well, and I think it does provide a way to still enjoy the holidays, still to be festive without running afoul of some of the labor and employment laws we have out there, or without offending anybody, or without creating unnecessary stress at an already stressful time of the year.
I think that's the other thing is people, particularly new employees, less senior employees, get very stressed out about these kinds of things.
Right.
Have a potluck where everybody brings their favorite dish and you sit around and talk. That's great. Because the whole point of it is collegiality. I mean, that's really what's going on here. It's not about what present we got. It's about, oh, how fun. I came back to my desk and there was something on my desk. Well, great. Maybe it's a Starbucks gift card. That's pretty innocuous. But we have to think about it from that perspective.
And of course, we're two lawyers telling folks, oh, don't do this, don't do that. And some folks might be going, here they go again.
I know.
They're taking the buzz out of the holidays, which is not what we're trying to do. But we do know that there are many people out there that truly enjoy the holiday season, love to buy gifts for individuals. So let's switch the chatter a little bit to, you know, some appropriate things to think about. And I'm going to turn to another clip from our friend Michael Scott on this issue.
Presents are the best way to show someone how much you care. It is like this tangible thing that you can point to and say, hey, man, I love you this many dollars worth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly what we were talking about before,
right?
As far as the pressure that employees feel for buying either a coworker or their boss.
Which is the worst.
Which is the worst, because Michael Scott here is trying to suggest that the more you buy for me or the more expensive the item is, the more you show how much you love me.
Well, and by the way, he's not so far off there.
I know.
Right? So, you know, I once received a vacuum cleaner for Christmas, right? So thank you very much for the vacuum cleaner. I could have purchased the vacuum cleaner, right? Seriously, this is a Christmas present. We're really moved by this gift giving, right?
Right,
and
right.
What we're receiving. So I had a secretary one time who said to me, are you going to buy me a Coach purse for Christmas? And I said, well, I suppose I could. I that's not what I normally do, but sure. And she was very upset when somebody bought. So I did buy her a Coach purse, but another secretary got a better Coach purse. Evidently, there was one that was better that I did not know about. And I sort of got to the point where I was like, wow, this is not what it's about. I don't want people to feel pressured. I don't want there to be competition. So that's why now the firm just buys a present. We have a nice party.
Right.
And it's done. But buying a present is fine. Just think about it. Take a moment to think about, who is this person? What do they care about? You know, if they work out, maybe they have there's a cool new workout mug you could get them. Somebody, you know they love to cook. Great. You can get them something very inexpensive, some new, you know, we all have the old spatulas and spoons in our drawer that we're waiting to replace, right? I know it sounds slightly anticlimactic, but you can still buy gifts. You just have to be careful what you're doing. Now, I also want to say, because we always say this, you get to do whatever you want to do. I am not the boss of you. So if you decide, I don't care what she says, I don't care what Erica says, I want to go do this, I get it. That's fine. I will hold your suitcase and your handbag while we're in court, right? Because that's what ends up happening, is people make these decisions that don't make sense for the workplace.
Yeah, and I think, again, you know, not to kill the buzz or, you know, throw sand on the holiday spirit. But I think the point here is, when we're buying gifts, particularly if it's a supervisor buying for their subordinates, is to keep in mind treating everybody equally. So
yes,
you're buying the same thing for everybody.
That's right.
You're not, even if the intent isn't to show favoritism, your employees are going to talk about it. They're going to compare, what did you get? What did you get? And there are going to be assumptions that are made, whether they're true or not. The other thing is, you know, it's really not about the gift. It's about showing your gratitude, showing, you know, that you appreciate the work that they've done. So maybe you do take them all out to lunch. Maybe just a holiday card.
That's exactly right. And that is such an important point. That's where Michael gets it all wrong, right? It's
yes,
not about how much money you're spending. There are people I have worked with who have given me a very nice gift because they've said, well, I haven't been nice to you all year. And, you know, you have done work that's good work. So I thought I would buy you this gift to sort of make up for that. What? Like, that gift doesn't make up for anything. We can't buy our way out of not being effective managers or supervisors or even respectful peers, right?
Yeah, and I think, again, this is where our personal lives meld into our work lives, and we need to really keep them separate.
Yes.
I mean, what your coworker said to you reminds me of something I might say to my son or daughter to praise them for doing better, or
yes,
for saying, you know what, I'm really sorry I was being so hard on
That's
you.
That's right.
That's not the workplace
it
environment.
It doesn't work in the office. And I, you know, I'm not even questioning the intention or the motives of folks who do that. They are trying to say, look, maybe we had some rough times, but here's a way of me showing my appreciation to you. But the truth is, words are worth so much more. If you can sit down with someone and say, look, I really appreciate everything you've done this year. You're a valuable member of our team. Thank you. We're all going to celebrate by doing X or Y. Or here's a little something, tree ornaments for people who celebrate Christmas. People love those. So I've worked at places where we all decide if you want to be part of a tree, you know, an ornament exchange, you do that.
Mm-hmm.
So there are things you can do that are not going to end up getting you in trouble, either legally, which, let's face it, is something we don't all want to think about,
no,
but also from a culture perspective.
Yep.
I think that is much more likely to be a problem than actually getting a lawsuit for something like this.
I agree. And of course, like I said, it's a stressful time of year anyway, so people might be on more of a heightened sensitivity. But nonetheless, people still love the gift exchanges. They still love their secret Santas. So one thing that I'd love folks to be aware of is if you go on the internet to look for some gift ideas, be very careful what you see and what you find.
Yes.
Because a lot of those articles, a lot of the items that might show up in a search are not going to be the types of items that we've been talking about today.
No. And one of the things that I think people really should focus on is what we call the watcher. And we've talked about this a little bit in our podcast before. This idea of having some sense of looking at yourself. How is this going to look to other people? Divorcing yourself a little bit from your own intentions and perspectives and realizing, all right, what is this going to look like to somebody else? Does it look like I'm favoring somebody? Does it look like I'm trying to get them to do me a favor? What's going on here? And I think if you really are honest with yourself about why you're doing something, you're going to pick the right gift. Believe me, I have nothing against Secret Santa or gift exchange. It's fun. But I'll tell you what, that night at the party when I got the gift from Goldie's, I mean, I didn't know what to do. I don't even work for those people. And I was mortified. So part of it is really thinking about what is the purpose? The purpose is being really gracious and showing some gratitude for what someone has done for you. And the fact that we spend more time with people at work than we do with people at home most of the time. So I understand that desire. I just think we have to have some bumpers.
I agree. And that's a great place to end today. So thank you, Jennifer, for joining us again. And thank you for joining us on The Workplace. Please comment, share, and subscribe to Cal Chambers Podcast at calchamber.com.